wave at me, praise God. Amen. I'm Helen Moshogu. I love the Lord as my Savior. I'm so delighted to be before you this morning. And I thank God even for such a privilege and an opportunity to pass His word, because He is also ministering to me. I worship at PC Evergreen, receive greetings from my husband. We always are proud to come back to St. Andrews because this is our mother. And when children go back to their parents, they feel nice because they are pampered with good things. And that is how I feel this morning. Bwana asifiwe sana. The minister, the moderator, Reverend Gere, talked to me and requested that I give the word this morning, because you know we have a dedication of the Women's Guild later, and he told me to come and do the same here, and I'm humbled, and by the grace of God, he will speak to our hearts. Bwana asifiwe sana. The theme of my message today is being clothed for service. Being clothed for service. I chose this theme because today we are scuffing our ladies to go out and serve the Lord. And you see, when we are clothed by the Lord, He empowers. It's being empowered and equipped to go out and pass His message. Pass the message of love, the message of humility, the message of salvation to those that don't know the Lord. And so today the theme is clothed for service. And as I was thinking about this message, I was taken back to the book of Genesis chapter 4. Because in Genesis chapter 4, God also clothed some people there. I want to read Genesis chapter 3, chapter 3, verse 21, and it says this. The Lord God made garments of skin for Abraham and Eve and his wife Eve, and clothed them. God clothed Adam and Eve. And why did he do that? He did that because sin had entered in man, and separated man from God. And Adam and Eve realized that even if God used to visit them and talk to them, and they had a good relationship with him, at this point they realized they were naked. And when God came to visit them, they had already hidden. They had him and they hid. Why? Because they had done what God had commanded them not to do. And so when God realized that they did, or they had eaten the tree, the fruit of the tree they had been told not to eat, they realized they were naked. And as we have read in the book of Zechariah, which was very clear, Joshua the high priest, we are told that Joshua the high priest was standing, and I want to imagine it was almost the same ceremony that we are going to do for the women. They were standing in front of the other priests, and he was about to be ordained because they were going back to Jerusalem and they needed a high priest. And he was there for such a ready for such a big occasion. But you know what? Satan, the Bible says, was standing there right in the middle of the angels. And what was he doing? He stood there to accuse Joshua, because he knew and he understood and he knew what the Lord was about to do to Joshua. The Bible says that in verse 2 of Zechariah chapter 3, the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you." Joshua was representing the tribe of Israelites, Jerusalem, who were to go back because they had finished their period of exile, and they were going back to Jerusalem. And the Lord was about to ordain Joshua to take the children of Israel to Jerusalem and to start rebuilding it. And Satan was there accusing Joshua and says, "You know what? Joshua is standing here in filthy clothes. he is not the right person. You should not ordain him. He is a sinner. He is wearing filthy clothes. And I want to imagine, I always want to imagine, that Zechariah knew exactly what he was wearing. Because we are always aware of our lives. Praise God. We know when we are guilty, and we know when we have done things that will please God. Our consciousness is always telling us the relationship, our relationship with God. And I want to imagine that Joshua was there helpless. He didn't know what to do. He didn't even know what to say. The devil was there accusing him. And remember, Satan was not out there looking like the devil. He was clothed like a high priest. And that is why, or an angel, that is why he was there. And maybe the other priest high priest could not recognize him. But he was clothed as one of the angels. The devil is an accuser of the saints. And the devil is always niggling and working around us and staying within us. Unless you have the Spirit of God to recognize and to know that he is the one, you may never tell. Even today, as we commission the Women's Guild, the devil always picks one of his own. And I've always told the ladies, I've worked with the Women's Guild for a long time, that when we are commissioning five, in the midst of five, the devil is in one of them. So it is always good to be alert and to ask yourself, am I a real servant of God or am I an agent of the enemy? Because the agent of the enemy or the agent of Satan is the one that brings doubt in our lives. The agent of the enemy is the one that comes to bring frugaring and always people bringing misunderstanding. Because what the devil wants is that the children of God will not serve him, but he will separate them. But he will bring doubts and confusion and fights and pride, and you find that the work of God is not going on simply because we allowed the devil to work in us. I thank God because the Lord himself rebuked Satan. And rebuked Satan because he understood who Joshua was. Joshua was a human being like me and you. He was wicked. He was full of maybe sin. He was not perfect. But the Lord chose him because God does not choose the perfect. He perfects, he equips, and he allows you to go out and serve. If we look for perfect people in the midst of God's people or in the midst of our families, in the midst of the society, there is nobody who is perfect. The book of Romans says that we have all run short of the glory of God. So nobody is perfect, but God calls the imperfect. He calls them and he perfects them because he is the God of perfection. And he said, I rebuke you, Satan. Yes, Joshua could be clothed in filthy clothes. Yes, Joshua could be a sinner. Yes, Joshua could be doing this. But I, the Lord, has chosen him. I, the Lord, has chosen you. It doesn't matter what others may see in you, what they may think you are. If the Lord has called, if the Lord has equipped, go out and serve. Because the Lord is the one who equips and he will reward those that he calls. And then he continues and says, now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, take off his filthy clothes. Forgiveness of sin. It comes from the Lord Almighty. Take away his clothes. Those filthy clothes. And when he did that, the angel said, then he said to Joshua, see, I have taken away your sin, and I will put rich garments on you. I will put rich garments on you. This is the high priest. He has been removed, he has been cleansed, he has been forgiven. And the Lord is telling him, I will put on you rich garments. And as we serve the Lord is equipping us, the Lord is clothing us with his righteousness, with his truthfulness, with his goodness, with his love, so that we are able to serve. The same scenario is always around us as we are going out to serve. Sometimes people will look at us and wonder, who are these? And especially today, the life or the world we are living in, Christians are always being mocked. Christians are not taken seriously. But brethren, I want to tell you, we are serving a living God who knows how to reward and who knows how to punish. Praise God. I thank God because this same week, we have seen God fighting for his own. I remember that morning when the judgment was going to be done, a lady called me and told me, why don't we go to that court and just sit and intercede? The same morning, the Lord had woken me up and told me, nobody defends me. I defend myself. The man just represents who Jesus is. We tell God, your will be done. Praise God. The Lord loves us. He cares. It doesn't matter what the devil accuses us of. We are human beings, but we are sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are qualified by him. It doesn't matter. And I always want to tell the devil, you are a liar. Because he comes when he's very late. He thought that Joshua will not be equipped and be given the responsibility. But the Lord says, I rebuke you. The Lord will always rebuke Satan on your behalf. He stands out to accuse these ones, these Christians, these people, these men, these women. Who is he? We are serving a living God. The only thing we need to do, and the only thing we need to assure God or to make sure that we are doing, is live an obedient life. Living an obedient life keeps us equipped. One as if we. When we live an obedient life, we are equipped to fight and to move on and to serve the Lord and to preach the good news. Even if it looks like we are not getting anywhere. We are living in the 11th hour. Jesus Christ is coming very soon. May the Lord equip us, and may the Lord dress us, or may the Lord clothe us with that rich garment. And that is the garment of righteousness. Verse 7 says this. 5, before I go to 7, it says, put on clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him, while the angel of the Lord stood by. Praise God. The angels are always surrounding us. As the Lord is working in us, in our lives, in our hearts, the angels are there. They are always standing there to obey what the Lord commands them to do for us in our lives, to remove the filth, the guilt, the pride, the self-centeredness, you know, the corruption. Because we have to fight that. We have to work to make sure that we who are called live a righteous life. That even if others are pointed at they did this and this, we who are called by his name will never appear in that kind of register, or that the list of the corrupt, the list of the proud, the list of the greed, and the greed, the people who are always taking from the poor to enrich themselves. The word says, oh unto them, oh unto them. Listen to what the Lord says to Joshua. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. If you read another verse, it says the Lord himself did that. This is what the Almighty God says. If you walk in my ways and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among this standing here. May the Lord help us. If we walk in his ways, if we keep his requirements, we are called to live an obedient life. I want to say, to tell us a few things that that happens when we live a life of obedience. Because Joshua was told, if you do this, if you walk in my ways, I will clothe you. I will give you charge of my courts. We will walk in and walk out in the sanctuary, in the courts of the Lord. And what does that mean? That we will be the ones to be used to deliver God's message. Even to those that don't know. The Lord will lead you. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will give you the wisdom. The Lord will equip you. He'll give you favor. And wherever you go, whatever you do, it shall yield fruit. Because you're not going for yourself. You're going for the Lord. He says, listen, O High Priest Joshua, to your associates seated before here, who are men symbolic of things to come. We are men symbolic of things to come. And remember, we are in those last days. We are just waiting for rapture and for judgment. Where will you be? Where will I be? Our call to worship today was coming from the book of Isaiah 61, verse 10, and it says this, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. No. We read Psalm 126. I'm sorry. Let me just go back there. Psalm 126. When we rejoice, when we acknowledge who this God is, we are able to understand what he wants in our lives. Psalm 126, and it says this. I want to read verse 1, and it says, when the Lord brought back the captives from Zion, we were like men who dreamt. We could not believe. When we receive Jesus Christ, when we walk in his ways, when we are obedient, we will always live in awe of what he does in our lives. Because he fights our battles. He leads us. He walks with us. And he lifts all of the burdens that we carry. And he says, our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with songs of joy. May the Lord equip us so that we can sing of his goodness, of his love, of his faithfulness in our lives when we are clothed with his garments of righteousness and goodness. When we live a life of obedience, one, what happens in our lives is that the Lord frees us from guilt and shame. When we are clothed with righteousness, we are made clean and pure. And so we are freed from guilt and shame from the past. What we did yesterday does not count. What counts is where we are going and what is happening to us in the future. And that is living with the Lord eternally. When we live in obedience, the Lord helps us to keep away from sin. May the Lord help us a time like this. I was called by a cousin of mine the other day. And he worked for the government for about 35 years. And he's retired now about 5 years ago. And he called me and he told me, Helen, my cousin, because he's my cousin, I've been coming to Nairobi every day to look for my pension at the treasury. And now I don't even have any money. I'm finished. Can you please follow for me this file? And I told him, who do I see? No, just go to certain that department and follow it for me. I knew a lady who works there. So I call her. And she tells me, I'll find out and then I'll call you back. She calls me and tells me, you know, Helen, the computers in this department are not working. Give me about a few days. And she calls me after that and she tells me, all our computers are down. Can you please wait? I will call you. After a month, she calls me and tells me, Helen, I'm sad to tell you, but this is a fact. The person who is dealing with these files in that department has told me the computers are now working. But for you to get that file, you need to give something small. And unfortunately or fortunately, the lady I was dealing with is a guild member. I'm not saying she's corrupt, but the system, because she was trying to get to that department she couldn't get because she didn't have something small. How many of us have lost their parents, their uncles, their relatives, looking for pensions, and they are dead today? We are full of corruption and greed. Nobody cares for the others. And that is the kind of life we are living. May the Lord help us. And that is why he is saying, when we live in obedience, when we are clothed in righteousness, we will keep away from sin. And that is what the Lord wants from us. The other one is that when we live a life of obedience by being clothed in that garment, the Lord helps us to live a life that is emotionally healthy. We are able to make sound decisions at home, in the community, in our places of work. We are able, even in our personal lives, we are able to make emotional healthy decisions. We can surrender and say, God, Jesus, through Jesus Christ, I have given my life to you. I know you will take me, you will carry me. It doesn't matter where I have come from. I know, and because you have promised that you will strengthen, that you will walk with us, I surrender my life to you. You make a sound decision. Because in this world that we are living, in these times that we are living, there is no sound decision as good as making a decision to follow Christ. He's only the way, the truth, and the life. And when we do that, we free ourselves from his judgment and from his anger. When we are clothed in his righteousness, we live a life of joyful life, and we live a life of contentment. Whatever we have, we are contented. We don't want to acquire more and more and amass more and more because we want to be seen, because we want to be heard. We don't want to seek power. Whatever God gives you, you live it. You live with joyfulness and contentment. You feel satisfied. Yes, and when we get to that level, we are able to thank God for his benefits. We are able to thank God for his goodness and his faithfulness. When we live a life of righteousness, we receive God's blessings, the ones that are recorded in the book of Deuteronomy 28. All those blessings are ours if only we live a life of obedience. And you know what? When we live a life of obedience, we are able to walk with the Lord. Wanasifiwe. We are able to walk with the Lord. We are able to hear what he is saying. We are very conscious of the things around us, and we are able to make decisions according to God's will. Noah did that. Enoch did that. And we know other people who walked with the Lord and the benefits they received. May the Lord help us today to desire to be clothed in his righteousness. The book we read in the book of Colossians, I'm just now winding up. Colossians chapter 3, I want to read first the verse 12. And it says this: therefore, as God's chosen people, yes, we are chosen people, God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. Because if we were not dearly loved by God, we would not be here. We would not be who we are. We would be out there. We would be doing other things. But the Lord has given us the desire to seek him, to listen to his words, to obey him. And that is why me and you are here. And the word says, then clothe yourself, because you're dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and may you bear with each other, forgiving one another. May the Lord give us that zeal, that desire to clothe ourselves. What does that mean? As the Lord Jesus Christ clothes us, we also have a responsibility. You know, when you are dressed well and you are smart, you walk out feeling very good. You walk out with your head tall because you're actually feeling, yes, I am there. That is the same kind of thing we feel spiritually inwardly when we clothe ourselves with humility and with kindness and gentleness. You're very quick to forgive. You're quick to love your enemy. You're quick to embrace the others. And that is what the Lord seeks
of us today. May Kenyans love one another. May we walk in humility. May we serve the Lord as unto him, because we will be answerable. The last verse, verse 17, where we read, it says this: and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. May we worship the Lord in whatever we do, as we walk, as we pray, as we drive, as we eat, as we dress. May we do it for the glory of God, because he has promised to clothe us with his salvation. He has promised to clothe us with that rich garment of righteousness. And Isaiah 62 says, 32 says this. Isaiah 32 verse 17 says, the fruit of righteousness will be peace. What now, Sifiwe? When we are clothed with righteousness, we will live a peaceful life. The effects of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. Amen. May we desire to be clothed with the righteousness of the Lord today as we go out to serve, because he's the one who equips, he's the one who empowers, he's the one who perfects. And once he's done that, it doesn't matter the accusations. The Lord says, I rebuke you, the devil, I rebuke you, Satan. This is a stake snatched from the fire. We've been snatched from sinfulness, we've been snatched from judgment, and the Lord has promised life and life eternally. Let us stand for prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. You have spoken to our hearts. Indeed, we need you, Father. We need to be clothed in that rich garment, the garment of righteousness that came through Jesus Christ, the garment of righteousness that was brought through the cross, the blood of Jesus Christ. And this afternoon, Father, this morning, how we desire, oh God, to be clothed with your salvation. May our hearts be quickened to walk in with you and to seek righteousness and to seek your goodness and your faithfulness, because you have promised that when we walk with you, that Father, you will enrich us with your goodness. And my Father, that we will walk in truthfulness and in righteousness, and many will know that there is a God in heaven. Help us, my Father, to listen and to be doers of your word. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Let's appreciate Mrs. Mushog once again. Because this is the time that we give our tithes and offering as a sign that we are going to follow what Jesus was, our way of appreciating the sermon for today.
Busy praising my Jesus.
Keep so busy praising my Jesus. Ain't got time to die.
Cause when I'm healing the sick, when I'm healing the sick,
ain't got time to die. All it takes, all of my time to praise my Jesus.
All of my time. I don't praise him, he rocks, got to cry out,
glory and honor, glory and honor, ain't got time to
Lord,
keep so busy working for the kingdom.
Keep so busy working for the kingdom.
Keep so busy working for the kingdom.
Ain't got time.